We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
Amen. That is powerful. Let it be today. Let it be today. Wow, that's awesome. Good stuff. If you got your Bibles this morning, go with me over to Matthew. We're going to bounce around a couple of different places this morning. We'll talk about probably the hardest thing for a believer. Hardest thing for a Christian to do. Over in, we often wonder what the will of God is. We often wonder what God wants from us, what God desires from us. One of the hardest verses in all of Scripture is found in Matthew chapter 7. We'll look at just a portion of it. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 22, it says this, verse 21, actually, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." That's a hard statement. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. But notice what it says here. "But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter." Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, he'll enter. What is the will of the Father? Look over with me. Look at John. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Look at verse 40. John 6, 40. We wonder, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father will enter." Does is important. The will of his Father. What is the will of the Father? Verse 40. "For this is the will of the Father." How much better do you get? "For this is the will of the Father." What is the will of the Father? "For this is the will of the Father, that everyone who beholds the Son," they see Jesus, "and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." That's the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that we see Christ, that we see him in his glory, we see him in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we see him in his sacrificial life, that he took your place. Listen, you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Every person has sinned. We lie, cheat, steal. We do things we know we shouldn't. And there's nothing that we can do to forgive even one of those sins. But praise God, he sent Jesus to this earth to die on the cross for those sins. And it's Jesus who does it. And whoever beholds the Son, and they see Jesus in his redemption, they see Jesus in his sacrifice, they see Jesus in his substitutionary atoning death work there on the cross, and they believe. Whoever sees him and believes and makes it personal will have everlasting life. That's the will of the Father, is that we believe. Pray that you've done the will of the Father. I look out over the backside of you and I see your jaws are moving and I see your hands up and I see you wobbling and I see you shaking and I see you worshiping and I see you when he changes that capo and moves it down and you're ready to change gears. You're like, bring it. You're just ready to go. Let it be today. Let it be today. Once we believe, then look over a few pages, John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Says this, we love him, he's our Lord and he's our Savior, he's our Redeemer, we want to walk in obedience to him, we want to serve him with everything that we've got, we want to please him. He came and gave everything he had for you and I. He gave his life, he gave himself. John 14, verse 15 says this, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's his word. That's this book, these 66 books that are put together to make the canon of Scripture that we have. Look down at verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. We love him, keep his commandments. We love him, we do his will. We love him, we do what the word of God says. Keep his commandments. We love him. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will disclose myself to him. When we love Christ, when we see Christ, when we follow Christ, we want to love him, we want to serve him, we want to have the mind of Christ. We want to do what he tells us to do. Look over Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We're getting there. You're like, Brother Shannon, what's the hard part? Seen him, I've heard about him all my life. I love him. I mean, there's nothing I can do to save myself. There's nothing I can do to wipe a sin away. I am completely dependent upon his work. I love him. I see him. I trust him. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus says to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his glory of the Father and with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. We behold the Father. We behold the Son. We see him. We love him. We believe in him. Guys, the hardest thing for any single one of us to do in this room is to obey him. Hardest part of the Christian walk is obedience. It's not believing. Because everybody believes. But obeying him. Denying yourself and actually doing it. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. The will of the Father is to behold the Son and believe in him. When you believe in him, you follow his commands, you do his commands, you obey his commands. We obey him. Obedience. Obedience is the hardest part. Because everything else we can put lip service to. We can say we believe. We can say we behold. We can say we surrender. We can say a whole host of things. But obedience is where we deny ourselves and we take up our cross and we begin to follow him. We begin to do. We begin to put action to our words. We begin to put action to our confession. Action to our faith. Faith in action. Faith in action. I have faith, but without works, it's dead, James says. We've got to do something with it. What do? We obey the word of God. We obey his commands. His commands are not burdensome. They're burdensome to the flesh. They're burdensome because it denies ourselves. Our flesh wants one thing, but the Spirit of God is saying, that's not who you are anymore. If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're new in Christ. When we behold the Son and when we believe, we're made brand new. And from that moment on, we no longer surrender to our flesh. We no longer surrender to our wants. In our desires, we surrender and we obey him. Obedience is hard. Obedience takes radical change. Obedience takes doing things that don't make any sense to the world. Obedience looks like Noah. In Genesis 6, 13 and 14, when the evil of men has come before God, and God's like, I'm going to destroy it all. And And he looks at Noah and he says, Noah, I want you to build a boat. Hadn't rained. No reason for a boat. What is a boat? For 100 plus years, Noah's the town idiot, the town fool walking into the hardware store. He's the fool. What are you doing? Why are you continuing to buy more and more lumber? Because God told me to. That's obedience. Obedience is God told me to. It don't make sense to you. You can talk about me, you can call me out, you can ridicule me, but in 22, Genesis 6, 22, Noah did what God told him to do. And before long, the rain began to come down. Guys, obedience doesn't make sense to the world. Obedience is hard. Obedience will get you laughed at, will get you called out, will get you mocked. Will get you scorned, will get you outcasted. You won't get invited anymore. Obedience doesn't make sense. Obedience looks like Abraham in Genesis 12. In Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3, God says, I want you to leave everything that makes you who you are. I want you to leave your home. I want you to leave your job. I want you to leave your family. I want you to leave your father. I want you to leave everything. But obedience looks like Genesis 12, 4, when Abraham got up and started loading it up and walking away from everything that made him who he was. Obedience. Not obeying man's word, not obeying man's voice, but obeying the word of God, obeying that quiet whisper in the middle of the night, obeying that radical thought that won't leave, obeying that irrational nudge that just won't go away, that's validated and validated by claims and comments and thoughts and people around, but it doesn't make sense in the mind. But the Holy Spirit don't let it go. Abraham in Genesis 22, when God says, I want you to go to this mountain that I'm going to show you, and I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son, Isaac. And there Abraham saddles his donkey and gathers the wood and gathers the fire and gathers his young men and takes Isaac by the arm and says, hey, come go with me. Obedience is hard. Obedience is what matters. Obedience is the cost to following Christ. Obedience is discipleship. Obedience is surrender. Obedience is denying ourselves. Obedience is Joshua 1:9 when God says, have I not told you to be strong and courageous? Don't be scared. Don't tremble. Don't be dismayed. I'm going to be with you. Moses is dead. Your time now. It's never laid on your shoulders before, but it's time for you to step up. And Joshua gets up and he orders the men to let's go across this Jordan. Obedience is what matters. Obedience. Listen, to say you're a Christian, to say you're a believer, and to continue to live a life for self, continue to live a life ignoring the word of God, ignoring the whispers, ignoring the nudge, ignoring the word of God and what he's clearly told you to do. Obedience is radical. Obedience makes no sense. Obedience is like Job. When his wife looks at him, when he's lost everything and says, you should curse God and die. And he looks back at her and he says, you speak as one of those foolish women. His friends come around him and they just said it. They come with everything and he worships God. Obedience makes no sense to anyone. Obedience looks like Esther when Mordecai talks to her there. Esther 4:14, and he says, you never know if God didn't raise you up for such a time as this. Obedience don't make sense. Look, redemption's coming from somebody. The answer's somewhere. How do you know it's not you? You could die. Esther 5, she walks in front of the king. She dresses and puts her robe on and walks in front of the king. and saves the people. Obedience is radical. Obedience doesn't make sense. Obedience is not a popularity contest. Obedience is not, well, you've worked so hard, why would you ever? Because the Spirit of God is telling me to. God is telling me to. Yeah, but nobody else is doing that. Nobody else is doing what you're doing. Everybody else. Obedience looks like those three boys in Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar had built this massive, massive golden statue, 90 feet high. Everybody was supposed to bow down, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down. And they look at Nebuchadnezzar and they say, we may die. But we're not bowing down. That's obedience. Obedience sometimes takes you straight through the fire. Obedience looks like Daniel 6. When they're saying, hey, you can't worship. You can't praise God. You can't talk like that. You can't act like that. And Daniel goes up onto the roof and opens his windows and praises God boldly. Spends the night with the lions, but God takes care of him. When you are obedient, God will take care of you. When you do what God's telling you to do, God will provide. It doesn't make sense to the world. It doesn't make sense to those around. God will provide. Obedience is hard because it don't make sense. Obedience is hard because no one else is doing it. Obedience is hard because it takes us denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily and following Him. Scripture time and time and time again. Luke, widow's mite. Everybody's in there. Throwing money into the offering. And Jesus points them out and he says, come here, I want you to look at a lady. See, all those people, they got a lot. They're giving out of their excess. But she gave out of her poverty everything. Why would someone do that? Why would someone give the last 2 cents to their name? Because God told them to. That's why. Obedience doesn't make sense to the world. But obedience is the will of God. If you love Him, you will keep His commandments. Obedience is that lady who comes in right before Jesus' death and drops to his feet and pours that alabaster vial of perfume and ointment all over his feet and over his head and prepares him for burial. And all those around him saying, why are you wasting your money? Why are you blowing it like that? And Jesus is like, stop. What she's doing is far more important. She's obeying me and worshiping me and honoring me. Guys, obedience is surrendering to the Spirit of God that is in you. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what the family says. Doesn't matter what those close to you say. Obedience is like, Lord God, this don't make sense, but I'm going to follow you. I don't know who in the world. Obedience is Moses, excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And he went and he stood before Pharaoh and he says, let my people go. That's God's will for you. Is to obey His voice. If you have beheld Him and you believe in Him, there's far more to it than just giving lip service. There's far more to it than saying I'm a Christian. There's far more to it than saying I believe. Well, what does that do? I just believe, but I'm going to continue to live for me. I believe, but I'm going to continue to run with the crowd. I'm going to believe, but I'm going to hold my ears and my heart and my eyes and not do anything. How many people do we know that believe and never change? They believe and they never sacrifice. They believe and they never surrender. They believe and they never walk in obedience. They just simply believe. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, and I'll say, I don't know you. It's easy. It's easy to say words. It's easy to talk. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I'm a believer. Where's the obedience? Where's the surrender? You can't just give lip service. You can't just talk it. You can't just say you believe and not obey Him. The hardest part is obedience. The radical part is obedience. The radical part. He didn't leave us as orphans. We don't do it by ourselves. He's given us His Spirit. The Spirit will come and He'll bring back to you everything. He'll bring to your remembrance. And in that very moment, you'll know what to say. You just surrender. You lay it out. Lord, I give you everything. I give you my wife, my husband, my children, my home, my finances, my job, my abilities, my career, my life, my future, my retirement. I give you everything. God, I bring nothing to the table. I just simply follow you. That's obedience. And that's easy to sit in this room and amen to and nod our heads to and when we walk out those doors. Obedience. Hardest thing. Hardest thing. Hardest thing. Take up your cross daily. Die to self. Self says, I can't. God's like, I wouldn't ask you. I don't need your ability. Just get out of my way and watch this. I don't need you, but I'm going to use you. I prepared you for such a time as this. I'm going to use you. I'm going to speak through you. I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to let the world see it in you. I'm going to do through you. You are simply my mouthpiece. Lord, I'm scared. That's okay. I got you. Lord, I can't speak. I got that too. Lord, what are they going to say? What's it matter? I'm with you. Lord, I can't. Stop. Just go. Just go. Obedience is more than words. Obedience is words because many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name, speak to demons, cast out demons. In your name, perform many miracles. And he'll say, depart from me. I don't know you. That was lip service. That was showy stuff. There was no obedience. There was no actionable obedience. I was laying there the other night, and I'm like, is that even a word? And I Googled actionable obedience, and I'm like, wow, it was real. Faith in action. Do something with what you know. Do something with what you're being told. Do something with what the Spirit is saying, go do. Obedience. When the Spirit of God is saying to you, when the Spirit of God is nudging you, when the Spirit of God is laying on you, you simply surrender and take everything that you are to that moment in time and you lay it at the Father's feet and you say, here I am, Lord. Send me. Use me. I'll go. I'll do. I'll speak. I'll share. I'll pray. I'll watch. I'll talk. I'll help. I'll serve. I'll do whatever. Father God, that's so hard. That's so hard, Lord. That is so hard because we have this flesh that listens to the lies of the world, the lies of the enemy. We have this flesh that wants to please men more than we want to please you. We're scared of what people may think rather than what you think. We care what the opinions of others trumps what you think about us. God, have mercy on us. For all the times you clearly told us to do X and we, for whatever the reason, didn't move forward because of whether it was fear, doubt, worry, peer pressure, anxiety, nervous, whatever the silly, ridiculous excuse it was, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to take up our cross daily. Be willing to do whatever. Be willing to die if you need us. God, if you need to kill us, kill us. But God, more times than not, it's not that extreme. Most of the time, it's just, hey, talk to her, help him, serve there, work there, go do this, speak there, step up there, minister there, love there, do this. Just be available there. Show up. Yeah, but nobody else will be there. It don't matter. I told you. Yeah, but they're going to think I'm crazy. It don't matter. I told you. God, help us simply obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.